Kim Richter may of course be right, and these statues may simply be representations of the local elite, but I find it hard to believe that these geometric naked female statues are merely aristocratic family likenesses, even of the most ritualized sort. We know that groups of them stood high up above their communities, on artificial mounds where people could congregate for ceremonies and processions. But it's hard to be certain about anything in the face of our statue, and sadly, there's nobody now who can enlighten us. Kim Richter again.
I don't think the sculptures really have much meaning to local people there today. So when I was in the field and I spoke to Indigenous people, they were interested and curious, and they wanted to learn more, but they didn't know anything about these sculptures. I heard a report that in one of the sites, the farmers would shoot at sculptures and use them as target practice.